My husband and I love having anal sex with our children. My name is Abby. I'm 26 years old, and I have long black hair, a slim but slightly curvy figure, and big, huge, natural breasts. They are as plump as watermelons and hang almost down to my waist. My husband loves playing with them, and so do I. Alan is older than me, with short, dark hair, a fit body, and a firm 7-inch dick. Currently, we were engaged in our nightly family activity in the living room. Alan was on the couch with our 8-year-old son, Joel, on his lap. Alan's erect dick was sliding into his son's tight little lubed-up butt while they exchanged kisses. 6-year-old Emily was sitting next to me on the adjacent couch, sucking on my massive boobs. We exposed the kids to sex early by always being nude at home and letting them watch if Alan and I had sex. We never forced them into anything, and we encourage their young, curious minds and only engage in sex acts with them if they initiate it.
"Mommy, will I have huge boobies like yours when I grow up?"
little Emily asked. I smiled at her and stroked her hair and said, "Of course, sweetheart. My mom has huge natural boobs, and so did her mom. I'm sure you will, too." Just then the doorbell rang. I got up and answered the door completely naked, with my huge breasts on full display. My big boobs were bouncing and swaying as I walked towards the door. I wouldn't normally answer the door this way, but this time, I was expecting special visitors. I opened the door and welcomed in Alan's parents. As soon as the kids saw him, they shouted, "Grandma! Grandpa!" almost in unison. "Hi, sweeties," Grandma replied. They both started stripping off their clothes as soon as I shut the door. "Sorry for being late, sweetie," Alan's father said as he took off his shirt. Alan's father was named Jim. He was 47 and in decent shape for his age, with slightly gray hair. He pulled down his shorts to reveal an already erect 8-inch penis. He gripped it with one hand and started stroking it, offering me a hug with the other outstretched hand. "It's so good to see you again, Abby," he said, as he pulled me so close that my huge breast squished into him. "I've been looking forward to having sex with the kids again since we last visited," Jim said, as he headed over to the couch with Alan and Joel. I turned to Alan's mom, Melina, who was down to just her bra. "Here, let me help you with that," I said, as I stood behind her unhooking the bra. Alan's mom was 46, and she was very sexy for her age. She had long black hair, a delightfully curvy figure, and a pair of massive natural breasts bigger than mine. Oh, after unhooking the bra, I slid the straps off her shoulders. She pulled it off and threw it to the floor. "Ah, freedom," she sighed as she turned around to hug me. Our huge boobs were squished together as she held me tight. She stepped back and looked me up and down before reaching out to fondle my huge breasts. "My goodness, how these things just keep growing. You'll be bigger than me soon," Melina said with a laugh. "Alan would be happy to hear that," I replied, as I headed back to the other couch with Alan's mom holding my hand. Jim headed over to the couch, where 8-year-old Joel was having anal sex with Alan. "Hey, buddy, you having fun with your dad?" Jim asked as he sat down next to the pair while still stroking his hard erection. "Yeah," Joel blurted out. "I could take Dad's whole penis in my butt now," he continued as he bounced up and down on his father's rock-hard dick. "Wow, sweetie, I'm so proud of you," Jim said, and then he leaned forward and gave Joel a sweet but intimate kiss. "Have you guys been practicing?" Jim asked his son as he leaned back against the couch while stroking his big, hard grandpa dick. "Every night. Isn't that right, buddy?" Alan asked his son, who nodded proudly. I sat back down on the other couch with Alan's mom. "Come and sit on Grandma's lap, sweetie. You can play with my huge boobs," Melina said to little Emily. Alan's mom scooped up Emily and placed her on her lap facing her. Grandma's huge, heavy breasts were front and center, and Emily wasted no time reaching out and groping at the massive mammaries, letting out little giggles as she squeezed her grandma's enormous boobs. "So how's retirement going for you two?" I asked as I cupped and squeezed my own huge breasts. "Oh, it's been great. We found some swinger friends who brought us to some all-ages orgies. Jim had his dick up so many little boys' butts lately, and I love watching while playing with my huge boobs," my mother-in-law told me. Emily was now sucking on each of her grandma's big breasts in turn while fondling them and squeezing them. "Some women I have met introduced me to the pleasure of having sex with dogs, and horses also," she said casually. "Wow, really?" I asked wide-eyed, somewhat shocked but also intrigued as I squeezed my breast harder. "Sure, it's great. Getting fucked by a dog feels wonderful. And just last week, I jacked off a horse and he blasted me with so much hot cum." "Well, that sounds like something I need to try. Can you introduce me to these new animal friends of yours?" I asked my mother-in-law. "Sure, sweetheart. You'll love it," Melina said, and then gave me a deep, passionate kiss. We kissed for a while as Emily played with her grandma's giant boobs, after which I asked Emily, "Sweetie, do you want to show grandma how you fist my butthole?" Emily stopped sucking her grandma's huge breasts and sat up excitedly. "Yeah," she said, as she hopped off Melina's lap. I got down on all fours, my huge breasts were hanging down, and Emily grabbed a nearby bottle of anal lube and squirted it down my ass crack and all over her hand. Grandma got off the couch and knelt beside us while squeezing her own huge breasts. Emily balled up her hand into a fist and pressed it against my slippery butthole and pushed it into her little wrist. She was smiling at her grandma as she pressed it in further until she was up to her elbow, making me moan and groan. "Good job, sweetheart. I think I might need a turn after your mommy," Grandma said to Emily. Alan was gently holding his son by the hips as he gently sodomized the boy. "Can I have some more lube, Daddy?" Joel said as he stopped writing momentarily. "Sure thing, buddy. Can you hand me that bottle on the side table, Dad?" Alan asked his father as he motioned to the side of the couch. Jim grabbed the bottle and opened it while Joel dismounted his dad's erection. Alan looked over at his dad's rock-hard dick and asked his son, "Do you want to have anal sex with Grandpa now?" "Yeah, Grandpa has a really big penis, and I want to see how much of it will fit in my butt," the little boy said excitedly. Joel's grandpa laughed hard as he began to pour the lube on his tall erection. "It's big, but your daddy was taking it in his butt when he was your age," Jim told his grandson. The boy got into position, straddling his grandpa's leg, and then Jim pressed the swollen head of his penis to the entrance of his 8-year-old grandson's butthole. As Joel sat down, the hard shaft slid into his anus fairly easily, having been previously worked open by his dad's hard dick and assisted by the fresh coating of lube. "Oh, yeah, that feels so good, sweetie," Grandpa sighed as Joel's tight butthole slid down his huge erection. "Give your grandpa some kisses," he said, as he gently placed one hand on his grandson's back, and with the other, he gently stroked Joel's 3-inch penis. His grandson leaned forward and pressed his lips to his grandpa's. They sensually kissed each other while Joel slid up and down his grandpa's huge erection. "Oh, you're doing such a good job, buddy," Alan said as he stroked his own penis. "I'm gonna go check on your mommy while you have fun with Grandpa." "Okay, honey. You can pull your arm out of my butthole now," I said to Emily, who obeyed, leaving my anus slightly gaping. Just then my husband walked over. His hard erection was pointing out and bouncing slightly as he walked. "Hey, honey, how about some anal sex?" he offered as he laid down next to me. "That sounds perfect. Emily just stretched my butthole with her little arm," I said as I mounted him, easily taking his hard penis into my asshole. And I started to ride him. Next to us, Grandma asked Emily for a deep anal fisting. Alan's mom got down on all fours. Her massive breasts were so huge that they touched the floor. Little Emily lubed up her fist again and started working it up her grandma's butthole, which made her moan with pleasure. For several minutes, I rode my husband's dick anally. But after that ass-stretching Emily gave me, my butt just wasn't satisfied by one penis. I looked over at the couch where Joel was still having anal sex with his grandpa while kissing him. "Hey, Jim," I shouted. "I'm in the mood for double anal penetration. Can you join us?" Alan's dad whispered something in Joel's ear that made the boy giggle, and he dismounted Grandpa's huge dick. Jim came right over and poured some lube on his hard dick, and he got in position right behind me. "Give me two hard dicks up my butt," I said, as I pressed the head of his rock-hard penis right up against his own son's dick. He pressed forward until his penis entered my butthole, and at that moment, I was being sodomized by the two hard dicks of a father and son. I leaned forward and pressed my huge, sweaty boobs into my husband's chest. Just then, Joel appeared in front of me, stroking his little 3-inch dick. "Hi, Mommy. Do you want to suck on my penis?" he playfully offered. "I'd love to, sweetheart. Thank you," I said as I wrapped my lips around my son's beautiful tiny penis and sucked on it affectionately, like a mother should. Next to us, I could hear Melina's moans and Emily's sweet giggles as she worked her forearm up her grandma's butthole. As Melina was shaking from multiple anal orgasms, her massively sweaty breasts bounced and jiggled. Alan and his dad continued to double penetrate my butthole for a while as I sucked on Joel's little dick. My father-in-law was behind me, with his hands on my hips, giving me what felt like full shaft thrusts alongside his son's dick. Deep into my once tight butthole. All four of us were absolutely dripping with sweat. "Oh, sweetheart, I'm about to shoot a huge load of semen right up your asshole," Jim said. "Same here," Alan nodded. "You want two huge loads of jizz up your rectum, Abby?" my husband asked. "Mm-hmm," I moaned, which translated to yes. And with one final double dick thrust, both guys began shooting what felt like gallons of hot cum deep into my butthole at the same time. The excitement of having them ejaculate together in my asshole while I was sucking my 8-year-old son's little dick sent me over the edge, and a series of anal orgasms shook my sweaty body, causing my huge natural breasts to bounce and shake. After Alan and his dad pumped my butt full of hot cum, we laid there in a sweaty pile. Joel pulled his little penis out of my mouth and went over and offered it to his grandma to suck, which she did enthusiastically. Jim started to pull out his dick, but I reached back and stopped him. "Wait, stay for a bit. I love the feeling of you both leaving them in my ass," I told the duo. Jim affectionately massaged my sweaty back, and my husband kissed me and fondled my huge natural breasts, as the three of us caught our breath while soaked with sweat. "I can't stay in here forever," Jim said. "We didn't take any bathroom breaks since the flight, and I really have to piss." "Well, why don't you just piss all over me? I love golden showers, and so do the kids," I told my father-in-law. "I'd be happy to," he said. He pulled his long, thick dick out of my butthole, and I climbed up off my husband as his penis slid out of my anus with a wet, sloppy sound. His warm cum was pouring out of my gaping butthole. "Kids, Grandpa and Daddy are going to pee-pee all over me. You want some, too?" I asked the kids who were still playing with Grandma. Emily pulled her arm out of her grandma's butthole, and she and Joel hurried over as we all got down on our knees in front of my husband and his dad. "Wait for me, too," Melina said, almost out of breath after being anally impaled on her granddaughter's arm. She walked over, while her huge, sweaty breasts bounced and jiggled. Melina and I and the kids were all in position, in front of the guys with our mouths open, when Jim let forth with a huge stream of piss that first landed on my large, heavy breasts and started splashing all over. He sprayed piss all over us, including Grandma's huge boobs, into the kids' mouths and all over our faces. After a few seconds, Alan joined in with an equally powerful stream of urine right into my mouth. I did my best to swallow every warm drop. The guys seemed to have so much piss they absolutely soaked the four of us. And we gulped down every drop of hot urine that was sprayed right into our mouths. That was wonderful, guys. Thank you, Alan's mom said, as she was rubbing her massive pee-soaked breasts. It sure was, I said, after gulping down one last mouthful of warm piss. Tell Daddy and Grandpa thank you, kids. Thank you, the kids said while giggling. And then they started sucking on my huge piss-covered boobs. Melina leaned over and gave me a deep kiss that tasted strongly of urine. Delicious, I said as we moved apart. It's going to be so much fun having you two here for a week.